You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
To the one you're relying. I've been wondering all day. I tried to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. I'm behind my mind. Cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find release. Far behind my mind.
time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us during Jess with the Mess, Jess discussed JT in Young Miami. Now, what happened for people that's just tuning in, Jess?
So, basically, they were beefing yesterday over just JT feeling like Young Miami never comes to her defense when things are happening and they got some secret animosity that, you know, like, it's just basically girl stuff.
Right.
But just accusing each other of not supporting each other, basically, and not being there for each other. And they jumped on the phone and they got it together. But I don't think no blows were traded where it was irreconcilable.
And I don't like you saying it's just girl stuff, okay? Because Meek and Wale was having a little kerfuffle yesterday.
I don't know. Why you keep saying Meek and Wale? It's Wale. I mean, it's Meek. It's not Wale, yo. Well, no.
Young
Philly.
800-585-1051.
Could you still be friends with somebody after they, you know, put your business online like that? Could you, Jess?
Yeah, depending on what, like Charlamagne said, depending on what was said, what they say. You know, because sometimes when you, like, when you're so busy trying to hurt a person, you can really say some things you can't come back from.
See, the only problem I have is you have my number. So that means we really not friends. Like, if you got to put it online, that means this was something that you was feeling regardless and you wanted to put it out there. You could have hit me.
It's
and I
principle.
Could be wrong.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. We could be wrong. We could be a friend and be like, you know what? I made a wrong decision. My bad.
Yeah.
But once you put it online, it's like, bro, you got my number.
You really tried it.
You know?
It depends what was said. And, it depends what was said. And I had another point, but I forgot. So it don't even matter. But it definitely depends what was said. You know? It might come back to me later.
We got Courtney on the line. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling, Courtney?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
Good, good, good. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are, we're friends and you take it to the internet. Now you've given other people who know nothing about us a chance to weigh in on our business. There's no way we could really be friends if you're making it public. Our beef should be in private.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh,
I agree.
You just reminded me of my other point. My other point was depends what was said, and I would be questioning our friendship because it seems like you care more about what these people on social media think than you do what I think. Because if we've been friends and we've been homies for so long, why would you feel the need to just tell all of these people on social media our business?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Why?
And I think nobody ever thought JT and Young Miami had beef. Like, it seemed, you know, when they were up here, you could tell like there was a little bit, but you couldn't see that they had beef or there was problems, or they were even thinking that way.
I wouldn't call what they had beef when they was up here. I would call it that you could just tell that they're two totally different people.
Growing in two different directions.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to Kenny's on the line. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kenny, what's your thoughts?
I'm in the gym, so I'm trying to get a little quick workout in.
Okay.
So listen, I had an ex-girlfriend that we broke up, and we broke up for whatever reason. I get a new girlfriend, and probably about a year and a half later, I get engaged. I put on social media, you know how you put the, you know, we're engaged?
Yeah.
So her stupid friend jumps on my page and says, congratulations, now you can stop calling my girl. So I was like, damn, I don't even call your girl. I mean, we're cool, but I don't even call her. So I seen her at homecoming, and we had this big argument about that because I was, you know, getting on her about, you know, why would your girl put that on my page? And so people were looking. We were arguing. And then one of my frat brothers set us down and was like, y'all don't need to be, you know, beefing no more. It wasn't her that did it, but I know that it was her that actually told her that I was calling her, which I wasn't. But, you know, people gaslight and shit. I'm sorry, can't cuss. People gaslight stuff. And so we had to sit down and we came to an agreement. Now, we're not the best of friends like we used to be, but we're at least cordial when we see each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm saying, you can't be back to friends with that person like you were before.
Yeah.
Because you never have that trust anymore.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Like, and then it was the intent behind that. Like, she really meant to, like, send flares up to the fiance, like, so that can start an argument between her and him.
And what if you and the person don't even know y'all really got issues? Like, you know, y'all might be having a little kerfuffle behind the scenes as friends, but then you find out on social media that person ain't rocking with you no more.
That's
like
right.
That. You like, damn.
Like, this was between us, but you
took it to social media.
Yeah,
so clearly, I never meant nothing to you.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking JT and Young Miami. And we're asking if you are friends with somebody and they put your business on social media, the fact that y'all beefing on social media, could y'all still be friends after that? Could it be the same? Let's discuss this. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I know a million people already did this. Let's make it a billion.
Bounce. OG, I'm going in. Bounce.
Bounce. Yeah.
Bounce.
A billion, a billion, a billion, a billionaire. Call me Philly Collins. I feel a billion is in the air. I affiliate with Billy Gates. That's my pair. And John Manillionaire is my consigliere. When I wear billionaire, boys club is more than care. I don't wear it cause Pharrell, I wear it cause I'm Pharrell.
I see dead people.
I see Benjamins and a billion other big head people. I'm a natural born hustler, Marcy Project. Turn professional journalist reporting live from the gutter with girls. Carry box cutters, brother, shoot up with undercover screaming the world. Why? Cause don't nobody love a Sean Carter, Sean Bell. What's the difference? Do tell. 50 shots of 50 mil. Ain't no difference. Go there. So, rah, ricochet for Barack Obama. Chains gon' call my armor by the whole hood. Llamas on me. Rock Nation on me. Million strong in the mantra gon' be. It is whatever's gon' be. On three, Sean in the home. Y'all could call it cold ball. I'm declaring I'm free, bumping Pac in the Outlaws. I'm flying in all outdoors. I ball out paws. I buy champion companies. I'm past buying out bars, but I do that. I'm so past G5s and G4s, but I flew back, back and forth like Aaliyah. Rest in peace to you. Takes nation to millions to hold us back. But when your boy reach a billion, it's a wrap. Yeah, Rock Nation, it takes a nation to stop. I'm signing off, it's the hood's Barack.
Brah. A millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire. Tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed. Through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. For my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father. Copper got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Poppin' telecoppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like Orville Redenbacher. I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian with long hair, with a dairy gear, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that beastie. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some, call him Dennis Rodman. Call me what you want. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer when it's private. I hate a shab. Don't you hate a shab? Yeah, I hate a shab. She ain't shy in the mood. She changed her name to Mab. Yeah, that's Mab. So when she asks for the money, when you through, don't be surprised. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a with no, you ain't got. I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my Glock sick. Am I not thick? I'm ill.
It be that breezy millionaire. A milli here and a million there. Selling out stadiums, million chairs. Stepping on and off stage, killing them. I got a million pair of them all white, a million airs. I'm a beast, every competition come please. Lock them up, just put them on freeze, on ice. I'm doing things that rappers don't like. And I'm making
a million.
Getting money, just throw it up and watch it. And when it come down, it's like magnets in my pockets. My got it, purple and green diamonds, they swing from my chest. Bigger and bigger, man, I think the hawks on my neck. I'm brilliant, Jay-Z, Weezy, Breezy. So what's a million, yeah.
If y'all talking about it, you know we talking about it. It's topic time.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about JT and Young Miami. Now, during Jess with the Mess, Jess reported that they had a little conflict online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking 800-585-1051. Could you be friends with somebody after they put your business online? We got Bree on the line. Bree, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts, Bree?
My thoughts is if it ever has to come to public light, if anybody has to get into our stuff, then we were never friends. And that you had some type of systemosity or something that you couldn't tell me or we couldn't work out.
Okay.
That is real.
Sev.
Yes.
What's your thoughts, brother?
Hey, well, I feel like if somebody was trying to talk to me all crazy and disrespect me, even if we've been through something, then I don't think that I could ever mess with them again. Especially if you wanted to belittle me and all that. That means that'll happen again.
That's real.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, brother.
That's just my call, man. I'm a big fan, man. I like hearing y'all. I keep doing that thing.
Thank you, King.
All right. So what's the moral to the story?
I mean, the moral of the story is, man, if you and a person are really friends, I think that you and a person should keep whatever issues y'all have between each other. I don't know why folks choose to share what you're going through with your so-called friend with a whole bunch of strangers that don't even know you.
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
What if we can't even, that's the only way to get through to that person. What if we can't even have a civilized conversation on the phone? Like, what if, you know, because in one of them tweets, and she just was like, JT was like, leave Santana home. You know, Santana, Young Miami, they were real close.
Mm-hmm.
And what if he's always around? Like, just hypothetically speaking, he's always around. And that was JT way, because Young Miami started this. But what if JT, she just put more out there than Young Miami? So this is something that she always wanted to say. But what if she couldn't say it to her because Young Miami was just so far gone.
I will say this. If you don't think you can have a civilized conversation on the phone with just y'all two, mm-hmm. you damn sure can't have one on social media.
No, not at all.
That's why she said, bring me to Carisha, please.
But you can also text somebody. You ain't gotta, you know, do that as well. You could text them, and that way you know that other person ain't there.
Texas pissed me off. You gotta call me, because I'd be so mad. You'd be like, what the hell? Mm-hmm.
And then Texas can be insensitive. I gotta hear a person say
it. I gotta hear you. That's right.
Construed in any type of way.
And them voice messages, ain't nobody listening to no 8-minute voice message.
Hate them voice messages.
You sending voice messages that are longer than songs.
I can't.
I don't want to hear your mini podcast.
Nope.
Pick up the goddamn phone and call me, and if I don't answer, that means I didn't want to talk to you.
Jesus. All right.
First of all, I be sending voice notes all the time. I send voice messages.
You ain't never sent no 8-minute voice message.
Not 8 minutes, but damn.
But me and Jess will call each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Who sends you 8-minute voice messages?
What?
Nobody. Crazy people, insane people.
Like who?
Insane humans.
Like who?
Like who? Okay, I'm going to tell you something. If you send a voice message and you look at it and it's 336, 436, 536, 636, don't press send. Don't press send. Okay?
I want to know.
Text the person and say, I need to talk to you.
I want to know what celebrity be sending you voice messages like
celebrity?
That.
Celebrity? I ain't got no celebrity friends.
No.
He lined up and down this morning.
All right, we got Jess with the Best coming up. What are we talking about?
Oh, my God. So remember yesterday, Charlamagne, you said you might not want to critique another comedian because you one day may be in that situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard Carmichael, one of his recent jokes resurfaced, and people are not okay with it. So
All right.
We're going to get into that.
All right, we'll talk about that next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I don't know why this got me lazy right now, yeah. Can't do breaths of mine. I'm turning one and trying to live it up. Get it right. Baby, ooh, yeah. Ride it, ooh, yeah. Bring it up to my place. And you be like, baby, who cares? So I know you. I don't know what you do. Get to me. You
make you cry like a baby, yo. Just go pro and make a video.
Morning.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And I just want to salute to everybody. After about a year and a half, me and my wife have finally got back into the podcast business. The Casey Crew podcast is released today. So
hey.
It's been about a year and a half. A lot of stuff going on. So we get to discuss a lot of that on our podcast. And our podcast is based on relationships and raising our kids. We have six kids, of course. So we talk about a little bit of everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything with relationships. So hoping that you could learn from our mistakes and learn from the good things we
learn from
well.
Your mistakes. Mm-hmm. And also, too, speaking of podcasts, I want to tell people that the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening April 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. Salute to everybody that's been up ordering tickets already. Salute to everybody that sold out the VIP already. We got Wallow and Gilly on that stage. Jess Hilarious will be on that stage doing her podcast, Carefully Reckless Live. She'll be doing Jess Fix My Mess Live from the stage. Horrible Decisions, Mandy and Weezy will be on that stage. Poor Minds Podcast, right. Dre and Lex will be on that stage. Debbie Brown with the Deeply Well Podcast. Ball Alert Show will be on that page.
Shout out to Ball Alert.
And my man Will Lucas with Black Tech Green Money. Plus, we got panels. We got John Hope Bryan on panels and Damon John and Carrie Champion and Ashana Air. So make sure you go get your tickets at eventbrite.com right now. I'll go to blackeffect.com/podcast festival to get your tickets for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival happening April 27th in Atlanta.
That's right. And you guys could hit me up with some remedies. I lost my voice on Friday. It was completely gone on Friday. So it's slowly coming back. I've been doing the tea thing. I've been doing the sprays. I've been doing everything, the honey and all that. Yeah. But it's coming back slowly.
But you won't tell the people what surgery you had.
I didn't have no surgery.
Every time we take like a week off or something, Envy goes to get a little tuck, a little nip.
I have not got a nip.
Last
a
time, y'all remember he came back and his voice changed, sounded like a completely different person.
That was true.
Nose job.
No, it wasn't a nose job.
I think you got polyps. Your Adam's apple shaved down a little bit.
What?
That's what I'm thinking. You notice? You don't really see it, do you?
No, I don't see yours either. Unless you like, I'm saying, unless you really chewing or something like that. Whoa. You like, girl, whoa. Don't play with me.
Whoa.
But for real, but did you know it's a fact that tea dries your throat out even more? So you've been drinking all this tea.
So I shouldn't be drinking tea?
Even drier. Yeah, not too much. Don't oversaturate your throat with no tea. Don't
so what should I be doing?
I don't know.
Keeping your throat wet is what she's trying to tell you.
No, oh my gosh.
Moist.
Tea is going to wet your throat, but it's such a dehydrated, it's so dehydrative. So.
But they give me a tea bag pause that says throat coat.
They did what?
That is the worst tea ever. What's the worst tasting tea?
Pause. I don't even know if you can pause that one. Jesus, yeah. We need to fast forward.
You heard of,
that
heard
was
of,
crazy.
You
did you hear what he said? Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Ain't nothing worse than what Meek said. Meek said, we're going to bang on the spot if somebody sexually assault me. What?
I hate y'all.
Damn.
Just what the mess is up next, man.
Such that fine for you. I do that 3-4 times again. I testify for you. I sort of like you. That I do it all that I'm around. You scared to do. I'm not. Long as you joking, now in for me. I ain't got it. My been scheming, looting, hide your bodies. Long as you dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose. When I'm with you, how can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can't just snooze and miss the moment. You just too important. Nobody do body like you do, you do. In a drop top ride with you, I feel like Scarface. Like the white with the bob, I'll be your main one. Let's take this argument back up to my place. Sex remind you I'm not violent, I'm your day one. We had, yeah, it was magic, yeah. Smash and grab, yeah. Nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Hard to grow when you're not here, I'm saying. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do.
The Breakfast Club. Let's get to Jess with the mess.
The news is real. Weather is real. My name is Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lies. Don't do no lies.
She don't spare nobody.
Worldwide Jess. Worldwide mess.
On The Breakfast Club.
She's a culture shift.
She was able to get y'all to see something and understand something that nobody could get you to see.
It's time to set it off.
So yesterday I reported that Jerrod Carmichael has had a problem with Dave Chappelle's anti-trans jokes, is what he calls them. And one of his jokes resurfaced. Well, actually, it's actually not even a resurface, because it was new. Just on Friday's episode of Jerrod Carmichael's reality show, he talked about his sexual desires. One of the jokes that is going viral is when he's talking about a race-based role-playing with his white boyfriend.
I sometimes joke to him that, like, our relationship is like that of, like, a slave and the master son who, like, teaches me how to read by candlelight. Yeah, he groans, too, because he's a good person. He doesn't like that joke. I like that joke. That's my burden. I think that's hilarious. Yes, sir? Marie Antoinette, sir? I don't know what that is. You know. That's a joke. That's for me.
I didn't laugh once.
Neither did I.
Not even just because of the content. It just was a corny joke.
Right. Right.
I agree.
I didn't laugh because it was a corny joke and because of the content.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to laugh at something like that. But many people online were not too happy with the comments, just like he wasn't happy with Dave Chappelle's jokes. Mm-hmm. It's one of the comments said, some black men really have deep-rooted issues. The self-hate is so cringe. That was another quote. This one said, it's just not funny, bro. And that was actually a white woman who said that. And then somebody saying, just like that, he lost me. Someone else said, this is not funny. He could have just kept that to himself. His show was hard to watch. I tried and simply couldn't continue. He's so corny. It's not even about the joke. It's just sad.
Those are tweets you read.
Those are tweets that I'm reading, yes. All were different ones.
I think we need Jerrod to come to the front of the congregation this morning. We'd like to have a little word with him. I think we should have a little word with
him. That's
where
we going?
I think so.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Mm-hmm. So, but like he said, that's my joke. That's what I like. I like that joke. Okay, those are Dave's jokes.
That's right.
That's what he likes.
And that's why he got to come to the front of the congregation.
And quick, and just like you had blamed him for that and you didn't like that, one day that could be you, because we are comedians. We're all in the hot seat at some point.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So moving on, Jonathan Majors was sentenced to probation after assault conviction. So a judge ruled that he will be on probation. They didn't say how long. I looked and looked and looked for that. I don't know how long, but he's only having to pay a $250 fine and do a year in an in-person counseling program. And he has to continue on his mental health therapy, which he's been in.
And what is this for? This is for?
The conviction that he had against Grace Jabari, his ex.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had got probation. I just thought he had to go attend some classes.
No. Yep, that came with probation. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And if he at any time violates his probation, he could be forced to spend up to a year in jail.
You know, so, I mean, you look at all of the stuff that, you know, Jonathan Majors lost professionally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're like, damn, he lost all of that for a misdemeanor.
Yep.
And then now you get a year of classes, probation, and what else you said?
And he has the $250 fine, and he has to continue with his mental health therapy, which he's been in for months now.
For a misdemeanor.
Yeah, misdemeanor. And evidence that showed that he running from the white
girl. You saw it.
That's
what I was going to say.
You saw him running away from this white woman.
It was what she said and what he said. There was no witnesses. Nobody seen it. They seen her in the club after that. You seen him running away, and he still got convicted. That's scary.
The media should be ashamed of itself in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
But to act like there's not a race dynamic here is insane.
Of course.
Like a black man.
Of course.
Big black man. Yep. Little white woman. He's running away from her on the video.
Yep.
And they made it seem like it was like a murder that happened, and it ended up being a misdemeanor.
And even the driver attested, like he said that Grace was the aggressor when he was like trying to tell her, "Look, come on, let's just get out the car." She was the aggressor.
But then there's a video. You see the video of him putting her back in the car and running away, which, by the way, you should do. In that situation.
Absolutely.
If you are any man, really, but if you're a black man and it's a situation like that with a white woman, I would encourage the same thing. Take off running in the opposite direction.
Absolutely.
And hope somebody's recording the whole thing. But you're still going to end up losing a whole bunch of stuff and getting charged with a goddamn misdemeanor.
But a full order of protection will remain in place for his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari, which he probably didn't plan to go back around to anyway, so whatever. And Majors did not even make a statement in court yesterday. And when she made a statement, he didn't even look up at her. She was so sad. Anyway, so that was that.
And she's suing him now too? Because I'm sure that's next, right?
Yeah, she is.
Civilly?
I'm not sure. But look, it's something else I want to shout out, y'all. So, and today.
Today?
Yes, today. Well, last night, the premiere of another Elvin Gray movie, the actor that got chased around the city. It is Jonathan Majors' inspired movie. I'm going to ask him, did he see that? So, yeah, it's really good. Really good. Y'all should watch it.
It's another Tubi movie.
Why do everything got to be on Tubi?
Well, it's not on Tubi.
Elvin Gray is a great screen director, you know, a director, filmmaker, producer, and everything.
But where's the movie?
It's on Tubi. But I'm saying, but it's so good. But he, don't act, just ask like that, like, you know, it got to be on Tubi because.
No, I just said.
I play with him.
It did sound like a Tubi.
Whatever.
Because he had another one called.
The rapper who got shot in the heel.
The rapper who got shot in the heel.
Yeah, that was good too. The nurse who saw the baby walking down the highway.
Yes.
And then his last film was the Risa Tisa inspired film.
What's the title of that?
How he making these
the
so
woman
fast.
Who didn't know. Listen, what? He's like Will Pecker and them. He'll be playing. He's like Tyler Perry.
Oh.
Yeah. He just ain't got their money yet. But listen, the film is good.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to watch that. It's called The Woman Who Didn't Know Who She Married.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Y'all going to stop playing. Because I send it to you all the time. And you don't be watching it. But you always got something to say.
I didn't even say nothing.
I'm going to have my for an interview. Yep.
I didn't even say nothing.
All right.
I can't wait to make a Tubi movie.
Well, that all is right. Just with the Mess.
Wait a minute. How is it Just with the Mess? I got a minute left.
I'm sorry.
All right. You ain't do this yet.
Okay, my bad.
All right, so wait. Missy Elliott's first ever headlining tour will feature Timbaland, Busta Rhymes, and Ciara. So look, the significance of this tour is this is her first headlining tour. She has co-headlined in the past with Beyonce and Alicia Keys, two other big names, but this is her first headlining tour, y'all. It's 24 stops. It starts on the 4th of July, and the name of the tour is called Out of This World. Between her, Chris Brown, and JT, I'm gonna go broke because I'm gonna see all three of them this year. Ooh. Big pregnant in there. Like, what's up, y'all? The ticket's going to sell April 12th.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Missy Elliott.
Shout out to Missy Elliott.
Alvin Gray is doing her biopic titled The Woman in the Plastic Hefty Bag.
Yo, shut up, man.
What? Alvin Gray. Don't try to. All right, that's Just with a Mess. Not that last part, y'all, but that's Just with a Mess.
All right, donkey today. Who you giving a donkey to?
4 after the hour. We need Gerard Carmichael to come to the front of the congregation. Let's talk Grace this morning, y'all.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You're checking out The Breakfast Club.
On April 12th, experience Civil War. Critics are calling it the movie event of the year that will set your senses ablaze. From A24 and director Alex Garland with a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. See Civil War in theaters and IMAX April 12th. Get tickets now.
day I wake up. Wake your ass up.
The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
Kissing, I hope the cuttest. Whether they like or not, I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you. Yeah, yeah. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you. Something different about you. Love it when you hit and it smack too. Baby, let me lick on your tattoos. That's true that I like PDA. Take it to C, play in the bathroom. Who that man with the big strong hands on her ass in the club with the past? Baby, that's you. Front seat chilling with the window down. I be 10 toes down on the dash. Getting fast food. Hope you can handle the heat. Put your name in the streets. Get used to my fans looking at you. What they heard, I'm with them birds. I'm a mean kitty. Don't get but the rat too. Boys be mad that I don't insult. Girls hate too. To the pigtail, I love you. I want a big chill, boy, don't trip. I'll split a big bill. Take you around the world, they don't have to understand. Rub it in their face, put a rock on her hand. Kissing, I hope they cut us. Whether they like or not, I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. Show you, yeah, yeah. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you, yeah, yeah. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you. Hold my hand, you can hear what it was, boy.
'Cause love is pain, but I need it. Good when the bean kicks in, like Fortnite, I'ma need your skin. Don't go with the bin. Boy, you're the one, you're the only man. Me and you are my only fans. Holy cow, you're the holy trend. Hold me down when I hold me. Be my security, it's your therapy. With you, I ain't holding back. When I need my space, you give that. When he broke my heart, you fixed that. With a long walk on the beach. Love it when they Hong Kong from the street. When they see us zoom right in the Jeep. We a whole damn, we a energy. Baby, we could just ride on our enemies. They all wanna know how you get to me. Let them feel how they feel, let me feel the stings. 'Cause this type of love's the epitome. Said,
yeah. Kissing, I hope they cut us. Whether they like or not, I wanna show you up. I wanna show you up. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you up. I wanna show you.
The day is coming up. Don't go nowhere.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
Chi-Town Span up. Southside. We're gonna set this party off right. West side. We're gonna set this party off right. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out. Her parents will look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, get I'll just stay down her and do it. 'Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new airs. 'Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a
Donkey of the Day.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey Today for Tuesday, April 9th, goes to the good brother Gerard Carmichael, my Carolina brethren. Great guy, okay? He's in North Carolina, I'm South Carolina. But today's lesson is about grace. This is a teachable moment. See, yesterday we was on Breakfast Club, and Jess Hilarious was reporting in Jess with the Mess, a conversation about Gerard Carmichael and a conversation he had about Dave Chappelle. And Gerard Carmichael called Dave Chappelle an egomaniac. Okay, according to Gerard, he said Dave wanted to apologize publicly. He wanted Gerard to apologize publicly for criticizing his anti-trans legacy. Yes, Gerard told Esquire magazine that him and Dave had tension because Gerard criticized Chappelle's jokes about the transgender community. Gerard said, "Chappelle, do you know what comes up when you Google your name, bro?" That's what Carmichael asked during the GQ magazine interview, referring to, Dave's comments about trans people. He says, "That's the legacy. Your legacy is a bunch of opinions on trans. It's an odd hill to die on. And it's like, hey, bro, who the F are you? Who do you F? What do you like to do?" Because he says Dave doesn't get personal in his comedy, which I disagree with. Mm-hmm. Now, I asked Jess Hilarious, should comedians criticize other comedians like this? Because if you are a comedian, more than likely you are going to offend somebody or some community at some point. It's impossible to not step on those landmines, especially in 2024, unless you're just completely safe. And you can be safe or you can be great, but you can't be, both at the same time. So the reason I felt like Gerard, should show Chappelle or any other comedian grace is simply because at some point you will offend. And lo and behold, not 12 hours after me saying that, Gerard Carmichael was all over the internet because of a joke made on his new HBO series, Gerard Carmichael Reality Show. Let me read you the headline from TMZ before I play you the audio. Gerard Carmichael, slavery, race play joke, stirs backlash to self-hate is cringe. Let's listen to the joke.
I sometimes joke to him that, like, our relationship is like that of, like, a slave and the master son who, like, teaches me how to read by candlelight. Yeah, he groans too, because he's a good person. He doesn't like that joke. I like that joke. That's my burden. I think that's hilarious. Yes, sir? Marie Antoinette, sir? I don't know what that is. That's a joke. That's for me.
Gerard, do you know what comes up when you Google your name, bro? That's the legacy. Your legacy is a bunch of opinions on role-playing slavery with your white boyfriend. It's an odd penis to die on. Do you see how quickly those tables can turn? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is why I don't understand, comics coming at other comics. I'm not a comic, but there should be some type of rules about comics criticizing other comics. And even if it's not an unwritten rule, just you as a comic should be like, I don't like Dave's jokes, but publicly adding on, to a pylon of another comic as a comic, to me is lame. Especially when, people are saying that the comic is being offensive. Now what if Dave came out and started, criticizing Gerard for his jokes and said he was offended about, the role playing slavery with his white boyfriend joke? It's Dave Chappelle we talking about here.
What? You can't suck anything. Pause.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Oh. Well, anyway, okay, I'm just saying, what if Dave came out and talked about you role-playing slavery? That would change your Google searches tremendously, okay? You cannot like the joke, but comedians should be entitled to make the joke, and you may even be entitled to say that's not funny. But to act offended publicly as a comedian, and tell a publication that that's Dave's legacy now? No, and it's not, by the way. There is a lot of things that come to mind about Dave's legacy when it comes to comedy. And trans jokes is not at the top of my list. Okay, not even remotely. Gerard, I love you, but you should focus on building your own legacy, because I'm not sure you have one yet. Okay, you're building. I know you have had all the specials and the TV shows and movies, all of that. But what is the comedy legacy of Gerard Carmichael?
Yeah.
What is the legacy of Gerard Carmichael as a comedian? Something for us to ponder. Okay, but in the meantime, please, everyone out there, remember to give grace, okay? It's easy to give grace when you recall how much you may need it one day.
Mm.
Please give Gerard Carmichael the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That was the first one in a long time that I've liked.
Okay. Thank you.
And I love Jerrod Carmichael as well.
Yes.
But I love that Donkey of the
Day. Your stamp of approval means a lot to me.
Absolutely. Thank you. It should.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that Donkey of the Day. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We were talking behind the scenes, and Charlamagne was telling us that Jess Hilarious does not like to cook.
I never said that.
What?
I did not say that. That's not even true.
Yeah, you didn't even say this. You wait till I walked out the room to say this behind the scenes.
So this comes from something that came out yesterday. It said, this new generation of women don't ever cook breakfast. They don't get up till 3.
Now, first of all, I did say that, but I said that because I was joking.
Okay.
Because you do like to cook a lot.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah.
They asked, should that be a topic? And I said, yes, that's great because Jeff don't like to cook. See? I was joking.
Okay.
See, I heard it.
But he talking about his own wife. He not talking about his sister. You're not talking about, because she don't like to cook. That's a lie. Don't even tell that lie. Yeah, right.
Where you want to come Wednesday? Where you want to come Wednesday?
Yeah, that's if she cook. But
when
did I get right. Okay? Yeah, you can come yet? No, because you scared to ask her. Because she's going to be like, no.
That's
I ain't
not true. She cooks all the time.
We can go to the rodeo inn.
She lying.
Like, I don't
she
have
lying.
Time.
She's lying.
They always want to take me to a restaurant with the inn at the end. I'm like, why do y'all go to these motels to eat? Like, what is wrong with y'all?
So the question is 800-585-1051.
Not true.
What are your
tell that lie.
What are your thoughts? Do women don't like to cook now?
I love to cook. I cook all the time. In fact, that's why I'm gaining a little weight now in this pregnancy, because I'm not eating out no more. I'm not going to Saddle River Inns and them. I'm eating at home. I make good food.
It's hard to get an appointment at Saddle River, and it's very hard to get a reservation there. But anyway.
Right for you and your family, but not for me.
Talk about
that. I don't go there anyway. I don't go nowhere to eat like that. I really love home cooked meals, and so do Chris. And y'all can ask him if y'all feel like I don't cook.
No,
and my son.
She just cooks a lot. But if somebody here, a young gal that works here at the station,
yeah,
just sent out a text. What's the problem? Why do I gotta cook?
Oh my God.
We'll bring her in.
Okay.
After
these messages. So what is the question? What are we asking people this morning?
Why is okay? Because look, I see what you were talking about, and it was like, women are not home driven anymore.
Correct.
Because they're so focused on their business.
And
why does
job,
cooking
sir.
A meal Correct. Have to be so home driven? Why does that make you home driven? That's literally you just providing a meal for yourself or your family.
Mm-hmm.
What is just why does it have to be even deemed in the category of like home driven? You can be a hard working woman and still
right.
come home and cook and clean.
Right.
What's the problem?
Well, by
discuss.
The way, I'm gonna be honest with you. We'll talk about when we come back. But I don't know none of those women. All the women I know like to cook.
Yeah.
Well, let's discuss when we come back. We want to know your thoughts. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Bree Wood, and here's what's trending on the Black Information Network. We'll discuss why Black Americans have double the medical debt of white people.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. way.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.